Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Last Saturday evening, the Galesburg Athletic Booster Club inducted the classes of both 2020 and 2021 into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame. In the first hour, the MC of the event, Steve Cheeseman, will take you through the class of 2020.
Welcome to all of you. We're finally here to honor and induct the GHS Athletic Hall of Fame class of 2020. Welcome to all of you here and those that are going to be listening on WGIL Radio. This is truly an honor and a privilege to be here tonight. All of you are here some way or the other in some role representing some aspect of Silver Streak Athletics, whether it be a parent, a brother, a sister, a fan, an athlete, a coach, whatever. And all of us, I think, share that particular passion, Silver Streak Athletics. We also represent or feel a great pride in being a Silver Streak or being part of the Silver Streak program, again, in whatever capacity that you've been in. And our reasons for that are way too many to talk about here, and this is about the folks that are being recognized here tonight, but I think it's worth mentioning to set the stage here tonight for what we're doing. The people that have been involved in Silver Streak's athletics since the beginning, I think some common denominators and common qualities that they've all possessed are, besides a passion, they understand the tradition here. They understand the history and heritage. They certainly understand the zest and the energy that all of our athletes and teams, both on the boys and girls side over all the years, have certainly elicited in their play. A lot of people, we've always been recognized as athletes that show character, tremendous effort, discipline, and certainly confidence when we've went against oftentimes bigger high schools over the years and all the sports we've participated in. And finally, I think this is something that we certainly have, and I think it's something in a good way that we have. We've always competed with a chip on our shoulder. I think we've always felt like that we didn't get the respect and the notoriety we should, and I think that that's driven us to perform at a level over the years with our teams and athletes that makes us a high-achieving high school in athletics. And when we think about it, too, think about it. We've got the coolest nickname. We got the greatest colors, the finest fight song in the William Tell Overture. I mean, all of those things are things that I think other high schools envy about us. And the final thing that leads us into a final comment I want to make, we're about excellence here. Our teams and our athletes in all of our sports have performed at levels where we went to state, where we've won trophies, where we won conference championships, where we've had kids that go on to college as college athletes, and we've had a number of our athletes over the years become professional athletes. So we've had that as a common denominator, and that's to achieve excellence and be the very best we can be. Tonight we're going to honor this excellence. Where we honor this excellence at the highest level. Any athlete or team that gets inducted in a Hall of Fame means they've reached the ultimate and the pinnacle. And for those athletes here tonight and those associated with athletics and the teams that we're going to recognize here tonight, they have reached the ultimate pinnacle in sports here at Galesburg High School by being inducted into the GHS Athletic Hall of Fame. So let's go ahead now and begin. Our first inductees are twin sisters, and I don't think we could ever introduce or honor them separately. Our first inductees are Melinda Cadwell and Melissa Cadwell, girls basketball players at Galesburg High School. Spending a lot of time coaching basketball here and playing basketball here, I've also spent time watching our girls program, which is as good as it anywhere in any place in America. Coach Massey has created a program here that is second to none. And I've spent a lot of time watching that because I've enjoyed those kids play and those teams play. But also, there's certainly something that we can learn. And you two ladies, as I watched you in the late 80s and early 90s, the one thing that I certainly, it comes back to me as we went to do this or as we were going to do this today, is how hard you worked, how much you cared about team, and certainly all the willingness that you displayed in terms of demonstrated about trying to make your teammates better. You're the ultimate teammates, and I think that as a coach and an athlete, all of us here would agree, there's nothing that can be more complimentary toward an athlete in that they cared about their team and their teammates and they wanted to make them better. So you two ladies have done that. when I look at it, and here are some of the accomplishments that these two sisters, these twins, have been a part of at Galesburg High School, and they're carbon copies. They're not twins for nothing, are they? Both of them earned three varsity letters, and when you earn three varsity letters in a sport, you have certainly played. They both were 1990 co-outstanding player winners for the Lady Silver Streaks. They both were Western Big Six all-conference in basketball. They played on a team as seniors that won the conference championship, and they were three-time IHSA regional champions. And finally, they earned all-state honors in the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association. And that, again, says the kind of players that they were. Both are married. They have children, and they now have grandchildren. They work both for an assisted living place here in Galesburg. And without further ado, let's recognize them. Please come forward, Melinda Cadwell and Melissa Cadwell, Silver Streak girls basketball players and new Hall of Fame members.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. Quite an honor. We're not for talking in front of a bunch of people. But you've thank you.
Congratulations, ladies. Our next inductee is Elmer Dickerson, Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball player. All of those coaches out there, I certainly know could understand what I'm saying here. The best part of coaching is, without a question, the best part of teaching are all the players and students that you get a chance to work with. Watch them grow. Watch them become young men, young women, and then productive adults. And I had a chance to know Elmer way back when he was in junior high and then coach him when he was in high school. And the one thing that I would say about him is this. Elmer wanted to be a good basketball player. And that says a lot right off the bat. He just wasn't out there. He wanted to be good. And number two, something that really stands out about Elmer was that he was very coachable. He was eager in trying to figure out, what do I need to do here to become that good basketball player that I want to be? And he did all of those things. And I think the rest is history, so to speak, because he certainly became all of that and one of the most distinguished basketball players in Silver Streaks boys basketball history. Some of his accolades: three varsity letters in basketball, two-time Western Big Six all-conference player, two-time all-stater. He graduated as the second leading scorer in school history and the first Silver Streak to have back-to-back 500-point seasons. He also was a nominee for the McDonald's All-American team when he was a senior year, quite an accomplishment. And it certainly can be said that back then, freshmen didn't have a chance to play basketball as much as they do today. So he did that basically over 3 years. After high school, he was a 1993 graduate of Lincoln Junior College and also then a 2010 graduate of Ashford College. He is now the director of athletics at Peoria Quest Academy. He does a super job there, and he's also the founder and owner of Crafted by Grace and Mercy Designs. He lives in Peoria with his wife, Katrina. There are six children and seven grandchildren, and it is an honor for me to introduce our new inductee to the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame, basketball player Elmer Dickerson.
Wow. Didn't expect this. My wife told me not to babble, not to be up here long. I'm not going to follow that. But a few things that this is awesome. Coach Cheeseman, this is something that people, I know everybody wants to know. It's easy to say the coaches did this thing, but what I want to talk about is the soil, good dirt. Before the foundation, you got to make sure you're good dirt. I come from great dirt. Barbara Dickerson, or King, my mother, my grandparents, that's where it started at. Then my coaches, people don't realize the first time the first brick laid for my foundation, my mother had me at 15, took me to the public library, checked out a book, and let's sit down, son, let's go through this and let's see what a basketball player does. You know, my brother Terrence right there with us, I'm talking about bend your knees, get your elbow in, let's get this. That's how it started for me. Then we going back to Churchill Junior High, and Coach Danielson came in, and for 2 minutes and 38 seconds, I played my seventh grade year. 2 minutes and 38 seconds combined the entire season. like Coach Cheeseman said, I wanted to be good. I didn't know that I was going to end up being great. 2 seconds left in the game playing against Canton, and I'm taking the ball out. It's 2 seconds left on the court. I look at my mother, as I usually do. She's telling me not to go in. But previously, before that, I tell her, I was like, I can never let my teammates down, no matter what it is. So I go into the game. I sit in front of Canton's bench. Kevin Rhodes sitting right there. And he said, look at this sorry one. That's what he says. I look back at Kevin. I said, it's not always going to be like this. From then on, I was going to be the best. And I felt that I did accomplish that goal. For great people like Kirk Cunningham, Bumps Magruder, Cheeseman, my father Doug King, Barry Swanson, Famous Dickerson, people that it was a village that helped me get to where I was at. I didn't think that it was ever going to be to this point right here. But I wanted to acknowledge that my family played a big instrumental part in it. The best player that I had, I've ever played with, people never heard of him. Of course, you hear the Jason Shays, the Chad Burns, Jeff Van Alsdall, Pat Young, all them. But nobody knows about Terrence Dickerson. Thank you, Deke. From the days that I didn't want to get up to go to Covenant High School or Covenant Church to play, it was my brother said, you think David Robinson's up there worrying about playing? Let's get up and let's go play. It's always just Rev and Deke. Thank you, Deke. This is much a part of my contributions as yours. I don't want to take away from my coaches, like I said, Jason Shay. It was Jason Shay's parents after Coach Bill told me that, you know, go ahead and try out for basketball. It was Lori Shay that came in and told my mom when she's working there, try out for basketball. Let's do basketball. I want to thank her, her family. Jason is a big part of the Gus Macker Championships. We played in the first Gus Macker to ever play in Illinois. We won that. like I said, I don't want to take too much more time. I want to thank my family for coming. Sean, coming off from Pittsburgh, thank you. Scott, that's my guy. I see my sons, Julius, Craig, my Aunt Toby, Lonnie, I see you over there. John, my brother John, my nephew, my granddaughter, you know, I said, I have 7, I got 9. My wife, whatever the part of it, it's hard to think that, you know, try to concentrate on this just 4 years of high school. But one thing, my mom taught me one thing, I'm living my Hall of Fame. I didn't live it. I'm living my Hall of Fame right now. Thanks to GHS. Thank you, Coach Matthews. To all the inductees, great, great job. One more thing, I'm sorry, 44. I'm the last 44. I know Scott's coming up here, but I was the best of all the 44s. Coach Swanson kicked it off, but I am the best 44. That's what I said. Thank you so much. God bless. See you guys.
Our next inductee is golfer and swimmer Jared Hallam. Another young gentleman that I had a chance to coach. 3 varsity letters in golf, 4 varsity letters in swimming, 7 varsity letters total. That's tremendous. Placed 7th in the Illinois High School Association State Golf Tournament in 2004. I remember that. It was about 35 degrees, and the wind was blowing about 35 miles an hour out in the middle of nowhere, and that showed the character he had. He just grinded away at that and got to where he needed to be. He was also the 2004 Peoria Journal Star Swimmer of the Year. That's a marvelous, marvelous accomplishment. Placed 5th in the 2004 state meet in backstroke, 13th in the butterfly. Placed 8th in the 2005 meet in the butterfly, 8th in the 200 free relay, and 11th in the backstroke. One thing I would say in the tidbit that I forgot about him is he's the only guy after investigating this in Galesburg Silver Streak's history that's finished in the top 7 at state in 2 sports. That's quite an accomplishment. After high school, he graduated from Carthage College in 2010, 3 letters in golf, 1 in swimming, set the record in the backstroke, honorable mention All-American for 4 relays, and had another marvelous career in college in both swimming and golf. Plays a lot of golf in his free time now and still plays really, really well. And he is a conductor of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Let's welcome new inductee Jared Hallam.